Chapter 14, The Invisible Man's Story. The Invisible Man woke up in a terrible temper. His arm hurt him. "Everyone knows your secret," said Kemp. "But no one knows that you are here. I can help you. Come and eat breakfast." Kemp sat down at the table opposite the headless, handless dressing gown, and they ate breakfast. As they talked, Kemp looked nervously out of the window next to him. "I need to know what happened. Please tell me your story," Kemp said.
"It's simple," replied Griffin. "After I left university, I became interested in physics. I worked very hard for 6 months, and finally I had an idea. I worked in secret for 3 years, and then I discovered that I did not have enough money to complete the project."
He stopped for a moment to eat something.
"But I got the money. I stole it from my father. The money wasn't his, and he killed himself."
The two men were silent for a few minutes. Kemp looked out of the window once or twice. Griffin continued his story.
"After my father died, I went to live in London. I finally completed my work. I wrote my experiments in code in the 3 books. I thought of all the special things an invisible man can do. Finally, the day arrived. I prepared some drugs and drank them. I was in terrible pain that night. In the morning, I was invisible. I sent my books to a safe place and burnt my room. I left that place naked and completely invisible. But the life of an invisible man is difficult. I had no home and no clothes. I didn't eat because the food wasn't invisible in my body. I went to a shop that sold theatrical clothes. There the owner heard me, and I had to hit him until he was unconscious. I found some clothes, a wig, dark glasses, and some bandages. I came to the country because it is easier to live here than in the city. I have an idea how I can be invisible and then return to a normal life when I want to. I can tell you my idea when I get my books."
Griffin finished talking. Kemp looked out of the window again and said, "The day before yesterday, when they discovered your secret, you were very, very angry."
"Yes, I was,"
agreed Griffin.
"They ruined my work. They're idiots. I will kill them all, including that vagabond."